哈利路亚，奉主是圣名，我们继续下午的学习。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we continue this afternoon's learning.
在下午我们要一起来看一个主耶稣所行的神迹。
And this afternoon, we would like to look at one of the miracles performed by Jesus Christ.
并且从这个神迹当中来做我们彼此的学习跟教训。
And from this miracle, we can be encouraged and be taught.
我们请翻到路加福音的第十三章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 13.
路加福音的第十三章
Book of Luke, chapter 13
十三章的第十节
Starting from verse 10
路加福音的第十三章第十节
Luke, chapter 13, verse 10
第十节
Verse 10
安息日耶稣在会堂里教训人有一个妇人有一个女人被鬼附着病了十八年腰弯的一点直不起来第十二节
Verse 12.
耶稣看见便叫他叫过他来对他说女人你脱离这病了十三节
Verse 13.
于是用两只手按着他他立刻直起腰来就归荣耀与神第十四节
Verse 14.
管会堂的因为耶稣在安息日治病就气愤愤地对众人说有六日应当做工那六日之内可以来求医在安息日却不可第十五节
Verse 15.
主说假冒为善的人啊难道你们个人在安息日不解开槽上的牛驴牵去饮吗况且这女人本是亚伯拉罕的后裔被撒旦捆绑了这十八年不当在安息日解开他的绑吗第十七
And verse 17.
耶稣说这话他的敌人都惭愧了耶稣因他所行众人因他所行一切荣耀的事就都欢喜了阿们我们今天下午就用这一段内容来做彼此的学习。
And this afternoon, we would like to use this passage as mutual learning.
在这个神迹当中讲到说有一个可怜的女人。
And in this passage, it describes a very pitiful woman.
她说她是一个驼背直不起腰来的女人。
And she was a person bent over and could no way raise herself up.
而且在这种痛苦当中她过了漫长的十八年。
And she was in pain for 18 years.
所以主耶稣看到她就怜悯她并且医治她。
So when Jesus saw her, Jesus had compassion on her and healed her.
使她能够脱离这个病，并且能够归荣耀给神。
So she can depart from this infirmity and give glory to the Lord.
但是这故事并没有在这里就告一个结束。
But this story did not end here.
接下来我们看到有管会堂的气愤愤的就出来了。
And immediately, the ruler of the synagogue came out indignant.
并且和众人说，安息日是不可以治病的。
And he told the multitude that on Sabbath you cannot heal.
而在这里，主耶稣就责备了这个管会堂的人。
So Jesus Christ criticized the ruler of the synagogue.
而众人也因为这个神迹来欢喜赞美神。
But because of this miracle, the multitude rejoice and give glory to the Lord.
好，所以在这件事迹当中，我们看到有几组不一样的人物。
So in this event, we can see a few sets of different people.
那我们就从这每一组不一样的人物当中来做信仰上的学习跟思考。
So we can, from these different sets of people, we can ponder and also learn.
第一个，我们来看这一个可怜的女人。
Now let's first study this pitiful woman.
这里圣经说她是一个驼背的人。
And the Bible says she was bent over.
驼背就是腰弯不起来，只能看着地上。
And a hunchback person can only cannot raise herself up. Because she can only look down.
这个是非常痛苦而且可怜的。
She was very pitiful and also painful.
但是在这样子的神迹当中，就是给你我今天信仰的一个提醒跟警告。
So in this miracle, it serves us a warning and also an alert.
这个女人是身体上的病痛，她是真实的驼背。
And she was an actual hunchback.
但是今天有多少的人是属灵上的病痛，是灵里的驼背呢？
But how many people today have a hunchback or infirmity in their spirit.
什么叫做属灵上的驼背？
What is a spiritual hunchback?
在今天早上我们讲到这四活物当中有说。
And in this morning we talked about the four living creatures.
说我们要像鹰一样能够展翅上腾，能够遥望远方。
And we need to be like an eagle, we need to rise up and look above.
而不要像一只鸡一样整天汲汲营营的只看地面。
We should be, not be like a chicken.Only look down.
所以什么叫做属灵上的驼背？
So what is a spiritual hunchback?
就是没有办法抬头仰望天，没有办法看见生命真实的价值。
And this is a person who cannot put their heads up to look at the true value of life.
眼睛看着地面，永远直不起腰。
If you look down at all times, then you cannot raise up your back.
所以到最后所追求的、所渴望的、所要得着的都只有在地面上的事。
So at the end, the only thing you can see and pursue are the things of this world.
所以圣经里面有特别提醒跟警告我们。
So Bible serves as an alert and also a warning.
他说一个人如果信耶稣信了一辈子啊。
If a person believes in Jesus Christ for their entire life.
说我们如果今天信主只在地上有指望。
If you only believe God and only have hope on this world,
说我们就比众人都更可怜啊。
Then we are more pitiful than others.
好，所以我们今天不要成为一个属灵上的驼背。
So today we should not be a spiritual hunchback.
缺乏那属灵的目光。
And we lack the foresight of our faith.
没有办法举头仰望或遥望那将来要得着的那个荣美天家。
And we cannot see and rise up and look at our eternal home.
我们来看哥罗西书的第三章。
Look at the book of Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书的第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
三章的第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
这里说，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。第二节，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。第三，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命和基督一同藏在神里面。第四，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。而在这里保罗告诉我们，
所以
我们今天如果是真正一个重生的基督徒。
And if we are a true Christian who is reborn.
说你如果真的复活，你就要仰头要求上头的事。
So if you are truly resurrected, you need to seek those from above.
他说你要思念天上的事，不要只思念地上的事。
You need to set your minds on the things above, not the things on the earth.
就能够把生命藏在神里面。
Then you can hide your life in Christ.
啊，到最后得救的时候，就要显现在荣耀里。
And at the time of appearing, you will appear in Him in glory.
啊，所以圣经当中不断的强调并且提醒我们。
So here the Bible emphasizes it also give us a warning.
说世界上这一切都是短暂的，都会过去。
And everything on this world will pass away and is only transient.
啊，如同一场梦一样，最后你我都要醒来。
And it's like a dream, one day we will awake.
啊，在梦中你可能是高高在上的君王。
In the dream, you might be a noble king.
你可能是非常富足奢华的有钱人。
You might be a very rich person.
你也可能只是一个平平凡凡的普通百姓。
And you might be an ordinary person.
或者是你是个穷困潦倒的贫穷可怜人。
And you might be a very, very pitiful poor person.
但是啊，这到最后啊，好像一场梦，很快的都要过去。
But this is like a dream, it will pass away.
说当梦醒了，当我们从梦中醒过来。
When we are awakened from our dreams.
啊，这一切短暂的世间，短暂的荣华，全部没有了。
And all the temporary things, all the transient things will pass away.
我们要面对真实，就是面对最后的审判。
And the fact that is, we have to face our judgment.
那在这个真实当中，你这一生到底得着了什么？
In reality, what did you gain?
好，所以啊，当我们如果只思念这地上的事，只追求世上的好处。
And if you only seek the things on earth.
你会突然发觉你醒来以后两手空空一无所有。
And when you wake up, you will realize that you have nothing.
啊，但是如果你思念天上的事，你为天国永生做准备。
But if you seek those things are above and you make preparation.
当你醒来的时候，你就要满满双手丰丰富富的进神国。
So when you wake up, you will, your hands will be full and you will be ready to enter into heaven.
那所以我们今天要问问自己。
So today we must ask ourselves.
我们信主到如今，我们为主耶稣做了什么？
We have believed in Christ till this day. What have we done for him?
在这个短暂的人生里面，我们思念了什么上面的事？
And in our transient life, have we seek the things from above?
这并不是说我们就不要管世界啦。
And I'm not saying that we don't care anything about this world.
我们不要走极端哦。
And we should not go the other extreme.
不要想说，哎呀，不要思念事，不要思念地上的事，我们就什么都不管。
So, we should not think that if we, we shouldn't think or set our mind on the things of the earth, so we do nothing.
爸爸妈妈跟小孩讲说，要认真读书哦。
As a parents, we tell our children to study hard.
小朋友讲说，耶稣要再来了，读书做什么？
And our child will say, well, Jesus is coming, why do I need to study?
你不去上班，不去工作，不养家糊口。
And if you don't go work and if you don't support your family,
这个不叫做属灵啊。
This is not spirituality.
这个叫做不负责任。
This is being irresponsible.
所以圣经里面特别告诉我们说，基督徒我们要有好表现、好品性，要亲手做正经事。
So in the Bible it says that as Christian we need to do good things and we need to do our duty.
所以啊，努力生活、认真工作是应当的。
So to work hard,in our life, this is something right.
来经营我们的家庭，追求更好的生活，也不是，也没有什么问题。
To manage our family to live a better life, this is not wrong at all.
但是在这一切的追求当中，有一件事情你不可以忘记。
But in all these pursuit, one thing you cannot forget.
就是这一切不是你生命的终极目标。
And these are not the core value of your life.
不是不能有。
It's not that you cannot have it.
而是你不能被它占据你全部的心。
But it cannot, It cannot rule over your heart.
不是不能追求。
It's not that you cannot pursue these.
而是你要看见更值得追求的目标。
You need to see something that's even more worthy of your pursuit.
这个叫做思念上头的事。
This is to seek those things are above.
所以主耶稣说，我没有叫你们脱离世界啊。
Jesus said, I did not tell you to depart from this world.
但是我们虽然活在世界，我们却不是属于这个世界的。
Although we live in this world, we do not belong to this world.
说短暂的寄居之后，就要脱去这个身体，脱去这个地上的帐篷。
And after our transient life here, we will depart from this tent.
所以我们看到这个可怜的驼背的女人。
So we see this pitiful hunchback woman.
因为腰直不起来，所以只能看着地上。
Because she cannot raise her back, so she can only look down.
因为腰直不起来，所以看不见耶稣。
Because she cannot raise her up, herself up, so she cannot see Jesus Christ.
因为腰直不起来，所以最后没有盼望。
Because she cannot raise herself up, so she does not have hope.
但是在这里说，主耶稣看到了她。
But here it says Jesus saw her.
并且医治她，因为怜悯她，医治她。
And he had compassion on her and healed her.
但是在这里有一个很重要的关键
But here has something very important.
耶稣在哪里？
Where was Jesus Christ?
我们看回来路加福音的第十三章
So turn back to the book of Luke, chapter 13.
第十节。
Verse 10.
他说安息日耶稣在会堂教训人。所以耶稣在哪里？
Where was Jesus at this time?
这里讲说耶稣安息日在会堂。
Jesus Christ was in a synagogue on the Sabbath.
这个女人在哪里？
Where was this woman?
耶稣看到这个女人，表示这个女人也在会堂哦。
She saw this woman, that means she was also in the synagogue.
这个女人病了多久？
How long was she sick?
这里讲说她已经病了18年了。
And she was sick for 18 years.
18年是一个非常非常漫长的时间。
And 18 years is a very long time.
也是可以毁掉一个人的信心，让一个人绝望的一段漫长的日子。
And at this time, this is a long time that can destroy a faith of a person.
今天当我们遇到一些问题。
So when we face problems today,
我们相信说祷告、倚靠、交托，我们的神是全能、全智、全知的。
And we believe that if we pray, then God will help us because God is almighty and he knows all.
神一定会帮助我。
God will surely help me.
你开始祷告啦。
So we start to pray.
祷告三个礼拜。
We pray for 3 weeks.
诶还没有反应诶奇怪啊神最近是怎样啊。
There's no response. What's going on with God?
没有关系坚持信仰我相信我的神一定会帮助我。
Okay, well, I'll continue because I believe God can help me.
一年之后你再看看啦。
After 1 year, let's see.
一年之后可能已经啊灰心丧志觉得说神可能不爱我啊。
And after 1 year, you would think that God no longer wants you. You're very discouraged.
三年之后啊你觉得啊神根本不听人的祷告啊。
After 3 years, you would think that God will never hear my prayer.
五年之后你已经放弃已经离开教会啦。
5 years later, you give up, you leave the church.
人常常在时间当中被打败。
And human being, we can be defeated by time.
因为我们都希望马上现在我就要看到。
Because we want to see effect immediately.
所以我现在祷告神你要回应。
So if I pray now, you have to respond immediately.
我给你机会哦你赶快回应哦。
I'll give you opportunity to immediately reply.
你再不回应小心我不来教会哦。
If you don't reply, I'm not coming to church anymore.
几个礼拜之后说神都不听我祷告我不要来了。
After a few weeks, God does not listen to my prayer, I'm not coming to church.
今天的人常常缺乏耐心。
Today, people lack patience.
我们常说要交托。
We often talk about entrustment.
什么叫做交托?
What is entrusting?
我们说交托就是把我们的问题交在神的面前，不是吗?
That means we give our problem in the hands of God.
是啊，交托就是把问题交在神的手中啊。
To entrust is to give our problem in the hands of God.
但是啊，我们今天啊，常常交托都只有交一半而已啊。
And usually today we only entrust halfway.
主啊，主啊，我把事情交在你的手中哦。
Jesus Christ, I give my problem to your hand.
但是啊，另外一端你还自己是手抓着。
But you're holding on to the others,
然后就开始跟神讲，我交给你了。
And you said to Jesus Christ, I entrust you.
然后开始倒数。
And then you start counting down.
十九八，你还不回答。七六五，你还不回答。
Ten, nine, eight, seven, you still not responding.
然后呢，就开始要用自己的方式，开始跟神拔河啦。
Then you start wanting to do things your way.
我们说有交托，却不愿意放手。
Even though we talk about entrusting, but we do not let go.
我们说要靠主等候，但是却没有耐心。
And we often say we rely on God and we will wait, but we wait impatiently.
我们说主有能力帮助，但是我们还想要自己的方法。
And we say that Jesus Christ, you have the ability to help me, but we still want to do things our own.
所以就是常常在这种啊不上不下当中看不到神的能力跟帮助。
And it is because of this we cannot see the work of God.
其实啊圣经当中有人也是这样啊。
Well, in the Bible, there is similar experience.
最有名的榜样是最有名的问题啊最有名的是谁
?Who is the most famous example of this?
亚伯拉罕啊。
Abraham.
神跟亚伯拉罕说你要生一个孩子啊。
Abraham God told Abraham that you will have a son.
从你所生的要从你所生的才要继承这个家业啊。
And from your seed, you will inherit the earth.
亚伯拉罕好高兴哦好好好好好哇从我所生的才是哦。
And Abraham was so happy, the seed will come from me.
等一年两年三年等等等怎么等不到。
So he continued to wait 1, 2, 3, 4 years.
到最后说那这样子没关系啊神有应许我自己想办法。
So Abraham thought, well, since God promised, then I will do it my way.
所以他就跟夏甲生了以实玛利。
So he went in with Hagar and gave birth to Ishmael.
的确啊从他所生啊生出一个儿子来啊。
And true enough, from his seed, he came a son.
但是也生出一个他后来孩子世世代代的敌人啊。
And he also gave birth to his eventual enemy to his real son.
神很不高兴啊。
God was very unhappy.
13年不跟他说话 ,13 年没有理他。
In 13 years, God did not speak to Abraham.
为什么?因为你说要等待交托你却没有耐心顺服神的旨意。
Why? Because you said you will entrust me, but you did not trust me.
所以说是交托但是一直想要用自己的方法来解决。
You entrust to God, but you do things your way.
所以到最后虽然生了以实玛利。
And at the end, although he gave birth to Ishmael,
却不是神所喜悦的。
But this was not something pleasing to the Lord.
但是当我们看回来路加福音的这一个神迹。
But when we look back to this miracle in Luke,
已经在痛苦当中忍耐了18年。
And in 18 years, she waited in pain.
这18年当中不知道她祷告多少次她流下多少的眼泪。
And in these 18 years, we don't know how much she prayed and how much tears she shed.
一次又一次的主啊你帮助我主啊你医治我主啊你可怜我。
And once, and every time she prayed for God to heal her.
但是你看这18年来她仍然在教会里。
But in 18 years, we can see that she continued to be in the church.
这种忍耐到底，绝不放弃，绝不离开的神的精神，是她今天得医治的一个原因。
And the spirit of never give up, enduring forever, this is the cause of her healed, her being healed.
我们来看雅各书的第五章。
Let's turn to James chapter 5.
雅各书的第五章。
James chapter 5.
五章的第十节
，verse 10，
五章的第十节
，5:10，
弟兄们，你们要把那先前奉主名说话的众先知，当作能受苦、能忍耐的榜样。十一节
，verse 11，
那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们也听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局，明显主是有满心怜悯。大有慈悲的，所以在这里，雅各长老告诉我们
，And here Elder James taught us，
他说，我们都知道那个约伯的故事啊
，We all know the story of Job，
也知道他如何在大患难、苦难当中等待神的旨意
，And we all know that how he waited for the will of God in tribulation，
而忍耐到底必然得救。
Those who persevere to the end will be saved。
他说：“真的，约伯等到最后，他就亲眼看到神。
And at the end of waiting, Job saw God。
因为他忍耐到最后，所以他就从苦境可以转回。
So because he endured to the end, he turned bad from good to bad, bad to good。
所以只要一个人不放弃。
So as long as you don't give up,
他永远都是有盼望的。
Then you always have hope.
那为什么圣经里面称约伯称亚伯拉罕叫做信心之父
？And what did the Bible call Abraham the father of faith?
你就觉得说，你看亚伯拉罕的故事，他到底信心之父，信心在哪里
？When you saw his story, you might think, where is his faith?
因为亚伯拉罕的观念哦，跟我们不太一样。
Because the mindset of Abraham is different from ours.
什么不一样呢
？What's the difference?
神告诉亚伯拉罕说，你会生一个，你会你的太太那个撒拉要给你生一个孩子。
God told Abraham that your wife Sarah will give birth to a son.
所以亚伯拉罕就开始算了。
So Abraham started to count down.
什么意思
？What does this mean?
就是亚伯拉罕的人生的时间线，哈。
And in the timeline of Abraham,
他知道在这条时间线当中，有一天他一定能够得到这个孩子。
And he knew that on this timeline, one day he will receive a son.
所以圣经里面讲说，他每过一天，就觉得自己离这个盼望之日越来越近。
So in the Bible it says that every day that passes by, he knew that he is one day closer to this timeline.
这个叫做信心之父啊。
This is the father of faith.
今天我们可能就不一样了。
Today we're very different.
神答应说有一天要给我们一个孩子。
And if God tells us that we will receive a son one day,
我们只会算说，哎呀，我又老了一天，哎呀，我身体越来越差，哎呀，到底有没有可能？哎呀，我已经不能生孩子了。你会只是我们所看到的是现实当中越来越不可能。
And we will think that we will start counting down and think that, well, I'm getting older, my ability is getting lower, and so I have less chance of giving a birth to a son.
所以正常的人是看现实、看环境，看到这个可能性越来越低。
So a normal person would think that the possibility of this happening is decreasing.
然后就逐渐失落了信心。
Then slowly you will lose faith.
但是圣经里面讲说亚伯拉罕不是这样啊。
But the Bible says Abraham was not like this.
他说啊，每过一天就快乐一天，每过一天就快乐一天。
So every day that passes by, he is happier.
因为他知道说神的旨意绝不落空。
Because he knew that the will of God will never be empty.
在这一天神一定会回答他。
Because that day God will answer him.
所以他每多活一天，就离他得到答案的日子更近了一天。
So every day that he lived, he is closer to this promise.
所以他就越来越高兴，越来越兴奋，因为快要看到快要看到结果了。
So every day that passes by, he is even more joyous because he is about to see God.
说这个叫做信心之父。
This is the father of faith.
这个叫做坚持的信仰。
This is enduring faith.
这就是忍耐到底的必然得救。
This is enduring to the end, and he will be saved.
所以18年来，这个女人并没有离开教会。
So in 18 years, this woman did not depart from God.
虽然她的困难没有解决。
Although her problem was not solved,
虽然她的病痛一样在折磨她。
Although her illness is still causing her in pain,
虽然她祷告神一直没有给她回应。
Although God never answered her prayer,
但是她仍然 在仍然在教会当中。
But you continue to be in the church.
所以当时间到了。
So when the time comes.
说18年后神耶稣来到这个会众当中。
So in 18 years, Jesus came among the multitude.
说看见这个女人就叫她过来并且医治她。
So she saw this woman and called her over and healed her.
使她能够得到医治她的盼望成真。
So she can be healed and her hope is realized.
使她能够直起腰来归荣耀给神。
So she can raise herself up and give glory to the Lord.
所以我们如果今天在座有人是在患难当中。
So today, among us, if you're in infirmity.
或者是我们祷告了一件事情很久但是都没有看到神的回应。
Or if you pray for something for a long time and you do not see the work of God.
不要忘记那个忍耐到底的必得见神的荣耀。
Do not forget that if you endure to the end, you will see the glory of God.
第二我们来看在这里主耶稣所留给我们的教训啊。
And here, let's learn what Jesus wants us to learn from here.
我们看回来路加福音的第13章。
Let's turn back to the book of Luke, chapter 13.
第12节。
Verse
12. 12节。
Verse 12.
在这里主耶稣看见便叫过他来对他说女人你脱离这病了。在这里我们知道主耶稣来到会堂。
So here we know that Jesus came to the synagogue.
并且在安息日在教会当中教训人。
He was teaching on the Sabbath.
所以主耶稣来到会堂是做什么
?So what was the purpose of Jesus coming to the synagogue?
主耶稣来到会堂是来讲道理传福音教训人使人明白天国的道。
And he was here to preach, to teach the people and talk about the heavenly kingdom.
但是在这里却说主耶稣来讲道他却同时看见了这个女人的悲歌啊。
So while he was still teaching, he saw a pitiness of this woman.
看到这个女人好可怜。
And he saw this pitiful woman.
被鬼辖制18年没有办法得到释放。
And he was bound by Satan and he could not be loosened.
所以主耶稣就看见动了怜悯的心就医治了她。
So Jesus saw her and he had compassion on her andhealed her.
所以我们今天也要像耶稣一样学习主耶稣的榜样。
So we need to learn from the example of Jesus Christ.
说教会当中有许许多多的部分有许许多多的人需要我们的观察跟关心。
And there are many people in the church that needs our attention and also our care.
我们来看箴言的第31章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 31.
箴言的第31章。
Proverbs chapter 31,
27节
verse 27.
箴言三十一章的二十七节
Proverbs chapter 31, verse 27.
二十七节说，他观察家务，并不吃闲饭。28
verse 28.
他的儿女起来称他有福，他的丈夫也称赞他。29
29.
说才德的女子很多，唯独你。超过一切啊，在这里讲到的是才德妇人的故事。
And here talk about
the prudent woman.
A prudent woman.
说一个女子得到先生的喜悦，得到儿女的称赞。
And here this woman received the praise of her husband and also the admiration of her children.
而这个妇人就是今天我们每一个信徒所应有的学习榜样。
And this woman is something that we can learn.
怎么样才能够得到神的称赞？
And how do we be pleasing to the Lord?
怎么样才能够使众人能够得到好处？
And how can we benefit everyone?
这里讲说她观察家务并不吃闲饭啊。
And here says she watches over the ways of her house and does not eat the bread of idleness.
因为这样子她的儿女称她有福她的丈夫也称赞她。
Because of this, her children raise her up and call her blessed and her husband also praise her.
所以我们今天也要观察家务不要只吃闲饭哦。
So today we need to watch over our household and does not eat idle bread.
什么叫做吃闲饭
?What is to eat idle bread?
里面说啊我们中午去教我们在中午在教会吃爱餐那个叫吃闲饭吗
?And do you call eating a love meal during, or earlier today, eating idle bread?
没有了那个叫做吃爱餐那个不叫吃闲饭哦。
This is, we're eating a love meal, not bread of idleness.
啊，但是啊，你如果来到教会只吃饭的话，那就是吃闲饭啊。
But if you only come to church to eat lunch, then you're eating idle bread.
也没有聚会，也没有学道理。
And you did not learn the truth. You did not attend service.
也不在乎信徒，也不关心其他的人。
And you don't care about anything or anybody.
啊，也不参与圣工，也不帮忙教会的事务。
And you don't participate in any holy work.
哦，那这真的掉掉到，真的就掉到了这个吃闲饭的这个范围里面啊。
Then you will become a person who eats idle bread.
吃闲饭就是只是为了吃饭而活着的人啊。
And eating idle bread means that you only live to eat.
哦，就是没有任何的追求，没有任何的价值，没有任何的目标，只是为了吃饭。
You don't have any goal or value or pursuit. You only eat.
啊，这样子的人得不到儿女的祝福，也得不到丈夫的称赞。
This kind of people will never be.Their children will never raise them up, and also husband will never praise her.
所以在这里讲说，一个好的妇人，一个好的工人，一个好的信徒。
So here talk about a prudent woman, a good, good member.
啊，他会去观察家务，看看教会里有什么他帮得上忙的。
They will watch over her household and see what she can do to help.
啊，做多做少，这是另外一回事啊。
Whether you do more or less, that's another discussion.
但是观察代表你在乎，你在乎，你才会愿意付出啊。
But when you watch, that means you care. If you care, then you will put it into action.
啊，有的人是根本不观察，也不在乎，跟我什么事啊
？And some people they never watch, they don't care.
啊，我有来，我有来就不错啦。
As long as I come to church, that's good enough.
有的人是有观察，但是不付出。
And some people only watch, then they don't do anything.
啊，观察完之后啊，只会啊伸出指责的手啊，哎呀，这个谁也没做好，那个谁也不努力。
And after they watch, they point out their finger and said, "Oh, you did not do this correctly."
啊，这都不可以啊。
Then we cannot do this.
啊，你要先在乎，有观察，然后尽自己的力，多少能够多做一点。
And you must care, you must watch, and put in effort.
啊，所以你看，主耶稣他在会堂当中是主动发现这个女人哦。
So here you can see that in the synagogue, Jesus proactively saw this woman.
并不是这个女人跑到主耶稣的面前。
This woman did not run in front of Jesus Christ.
啊，并没有说主啊主啊，你医治我，你帮助我，我很可怜啊，赶快给他医好我啊。
This woman did not say, "Jesus Christ, I'm so pitiful, heal me."
她说主耶稣看见她。
The Bible says.Jesus Christ saw her.
啊，所以我们看见了什么
？So what did we see?
啊，教会当中有些需要我们关心，有些需要我们鼓励的人。
And in the church, there are people that we need to care and also encourage.
啊，教会里面有些朋友比较少，总是在角落的边缘人。
And there are people who sit by their who sit alone in the corner.
啊，你关心他了吗？
Have you cared for that person?
哦，你是每一次啊中午爱餐永远都坐在同一个地方。
Do you always sit in the same seat during love meal in church?
永远都跟同样的人讲话。
You always talk to the same people.
永远只有一样的朋友。
You only have one set of friends.
啊，没有看到其他有需要你关心其他很孤单的人吗
？And you never saw people who are in the corner who are lonely.
啊，那或许我们需要多做一点啊。
So perhaps we should look and do more.
啊，我在神学院的时候
，When I was in theological school,
那时候被派到一间教会，在那里住了三个多月。
I was assigned to a church and reside there for 3 months.
啊，在那三个月当中，我观察到一件很有趣的事啊。
In 3 months, I observed something very interesting.
哦，就是这间教会啊，中午吃爱餐，每一个人都坐在每一个星期，每一个人几乎都坐在一样的地方。
And I observed that in this church, everyone sits in the same spot every week.
啊，所以啊，热闹的地方永远很热闹，那个冷冷清清的地方永远都是冷冷清清的。
And a popular area is always popular, and a lonely area is always very lonely.
啊，所以啊，我就想一想哦，来，我们给他换一下位置哦。
So I thought to myself, let's change up the seats.
啊，所以啊，我们就趁着那个因为我们住在教会嘛，平常没有信徒啊，没有人管哦。
And since we live in church and nobody was in church during weekdays,
趁着没有人看到的时候
，when nobody was looking,
我们把他桌子来个大风吹啊，给他乱摆啊。
I started moving all the tables and chairs.
我看你怎么找。
I want them to see where they can find the seats.
看你怎么样又坐回原来，我位置给你乱搬。
I want to see how you can sit where you always.
哦，原本排横的，现在排全部排直的。
And the table used to be horizontal, now it's vertical.
啊，结果星期六就被人家骂了。
So on Saturday I was scolded.
谁呀？
Who did this?
我通常不知道，没有讲。
I pretended that I knew nothing.
啊，所以啊，那一次啊，那个整个吃饭的秩序大乱。
So that love meal, it was very chaotic.
啊，因为找不到自己多年来的固定座位。
Because they could not find the seat that they have sat for years.
故意的啊。
I did this on purpose.
因为逼你们去跟你们不认识的人说话啊。
I'm forcing you to go sit and talk with people you don't talk to.
逼你们去认识那个啊，你在同一间教会二十年你还不认识的信徒啊。
I force you to talk to a person that have been in the church for 20 years and you never talked to.
啊，所以啊，那个吃饭时间啊，我们神学生就在旁边偷看啊。
So during meal time, the theological student they we look from the side.
非常满意。
We were so satisfied.
啊，因为啊，真的你会发觉说，很多的不认识的人后来坐在一起啦。
And you will realize that people who never talked to each other, they started talking.
然后开口说话，哎，不认识就认识了，不是吗？
So if you start talking, then you will know them.
啊，只是很可惜哦。那等到聚会结束哦，所有的桌椅又被摆回原状啊。
But unfortunately, after the service, all the chairs and table were put back in the original place.
有时候哦，人的习惯是一件很可怕的事情啊。
And sometimes our old habit is something very scary.
习惯有时候是好事。
And sometimes your habits are good.
但是有时候习惯反而阻碍了我们信仰的成长。
But sometimes your habit may hinder you from spiritual growth.
所以我们如果啊，永远都只是跟那些喜欢你、你喜欢谈得来的好朋友坐在一起啊。
So if you only sit with the people that you can talk to, the people that you like.
那你就没有像耶稣哦。
Then you are not like Jesus Christ.
啊，在这里耶稣在讲道。
So here Jesus was preaching.
很多人很认真听，哦，把他环绕、把他围绕在中间。
And many people listened to him attentively. They surrounded him.
啊，但是耶稣所看见的不是那个追捧他的这个众人呐、啊。
And but Jesus did not see the people who are sitting close to him.
而是看到那个在角落那个病痛中可怜的妇人呐、啊。
But he saw the pitiful woman who was in pain.
啊，所以啊，主耶稣不是只有讲道而已。
So Jesus Christ did not only teach.
他从讲道开始。
He started from teaching.
然后关心这可怜的女人。
Then he cared for this pitiful woman.
所以我们要记住一件事情啊。
So we need to realize this.
今天信仰很重要。
Today our faith is very important.
但是我们关心人不要只留到信仰上面哦。
But we do not only care people.
因为啊，因为你看了，因为信仰不是只有讲道，不是只有讲道而已啊。
Our faith is not merely preaching.
你有信心，但是你要付上行为啊。
When you have faith, you must have works.
你有爱心，你要真实的去关注那个需要的人啊。
When you have love, you must truly care for somebody who are in need.
你看啊，连那个主祷文当中哦。
And in our Lord's Prayer.
主耶稣都有讲到你们日用的饮食啊。
And Jesus said, your daily bread.
啊，请不要跟我讲说这句话是属灵的饮食啦，讲的就是圣经的道理啦，你要吃灵粮啦，请不用这么过分，不用这种属灵解释啊，没有的。
And our daily bread does not mean it's spiritual.
啊，有时候我们什么东西都要把它属灵化、属灵解啊。
Sometimes we have the tendency to try to make everything spiritual.
不需要的。
We don't need to do this.
他这里就告诉你说，你日用要吃的饮食，主耶稣知道啊。
And here he tells us to give us our daily bread. Jesus knows our needs.
我们今天早上讲说，这四活物有狮、牛、人、鹰这四张脸啊。
And this morning we have studied the four living creatures, the face of lion.Calf, man, and eagle.
所以到最后它是人的形象哦，是人哦。
And at the end, it is the image of man.
告诉我们说啊，我们今天啊，做工要做得很像人啊。
So today, when we work, we need to work like a man.
侍奉的根源，那个事工的中心在于人，在于人啊，不是在事哦。
The core of our servitude is in the man, not the event.
所以圣工的推动在于你怎么样触碰到人的心，而不是你怎么样做出多么轰轰烈烈的事来。
So when we work, we need to see if this will actually touch the heart of man and not how grand our event was.
所以讲道跟帮助是并行的。
So to preach and to help, they should be coincide.
就像主耶稣讲到这个主祷文里面，不但谈到天，神的旨意在天上如同在地上，也讲到日用的饮食，神要加添，神要供应。
And here in our Lord's Prayer, it says, Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
所以在教会当中，我们不只是要关心人家心灵的需要。
So in our church, we not only care about the spiritual need of a person.
我们也要看到，如果有些人在困难当中真的需要帮助，我们也不要失去那怜悯的心。
So when we see somebody who actually in need, we need to have a heart of compassion.
不管是身体上的病痛或是生活上的困难。
And it may be the physical need or the spiritual need.
都要有关心，都要能够为他们来多一点的付出。
And we must care and also put in effort to help them.
所以在这里我们看到主耶稣给我们留下来的榜样。
And so here we can see the example set by Jesus Christ.
就是他看见这可怜的女人。
And that is, he saw this pitiful woman.
并且在安息日当中做了一件美事。
And he did something beautiful on Sabbath.
但是他所做的事情并不是大家都很高兴啊。
But not everyone was pleased.At what he did.
我们看回来路加福音的第13章
Let's turn back to the book of Luke, chapter 13.
13章的第14节
Chapter 13, verse 14.
这里说管会堂的因为耶稣在安息日治病就气愤愤地对众人说六日做工六日可以医治但是安息日却不可以所以在这里出现了一个叫做管会堂的
And here appear a personwho is the ruler of the synagogue.
我们不要以为那个管会堂齁就是在会堂里面打扫啊煮饭啊那个照顾会堂打扫整理的哦不是哦。
And do not think this ruler is somebody who was a janitor.
在他们那个时代所谓管会堂的他的权力是非常非常大的。
And at that time, this person is the ruler of the synagogue.
就是好像我们今天的有点像我们今天的长职负责人的那种样子啊。
And this person could be anminister or church counselor.
只是他们那时候的管会堂是由他来安排谁来讲道要读什么书卷什么他那个整个他是维持整个聚会的秩序的一个会堂当中的领导者。
And this was a ruler who sets the schedule and alsothe proceeding in worshiping.
所以啊他的负责就是确定这个会堂的秩序还有确定他们就是基本上确定他们聚会的一个聚会的一个顺序啊。
And this person is, in control of the order of the worship.
所以他就很生气。
And he was very angry.
跑来跟主耶稣说很生气啊跟众人讲啊。
He came to Jesus and told the multitude.
说为什么在这个为什么安息日医病
How can you heal on the Sabbath day?
为什么不明天
Why not tomorrow?
一个礼拜有六天了，你不医，你偏偏安息日医病。
And there are also six days that you can heal.
说这是不可以的。
This is wrong.
耶稣就骂他。
So Jesus scolded him.
耶稣骂他说你是一个假冒为善的人。
And Jesus called him hypocrite.
为什么叫他假冒为善呢
?Why was he a hypocrite?
因为啊他在这里所讲的话好像很属灵好像很公义其实是完全没有怜悯的心肠。
Because when he spoke this, he seems very righteous and very, very good, but he did not have a heart of compassion.
自以为义然后喜欢指责别人来抬高自己。
And he, only spoke of himself as being righteous and put down others.
说啊六日要做工安息日不做工不可以医病。
And on six days you can work, but on Sabbath day you cannot work or heal.
这从来不是律法上的交代哦。
This is never what it says in the law.
律法上从来没有讲过安息日不可以医病的。
And the law never says that on Sabbath day you cannot heal.
所以在这里他们所坚持的并不是摩西律法，所坚持的也不是神的吩咐啊。
But what this person is insisting is not the Mosaic law or what God told them.
他把他们自己发明的传统当作神的道理来逼别人遵守。
He made the law they invented themselves as the law of God.
这个叫什么
?What is this?
这个就叫做拜偶像。
This is worshipping idol.
我们都觉得说啊拜偶像啊就是啊庙里面那个一尊又一尊的齁那个才叫做拜偶像嘛对不对
?When we think of worshipping idol, we think that we have to worship a figure.
其实不一定的。
But not necessarily.
当你把自己的想法跟观念强加在别人身上作为神的旨意你就是拜偶像的。
And when you put your own mindset, your own thinking in, as the will of God onto others, then this is worshipping idols.
你就是那个偶像。
Then you are that idol.
我的想法就是神的旨意。
My thinking is the will of God.
这就叫做拜偶像啊，你拜自己啊。
This is worshiping idol, worshiping yourself.
当你开口闭口就说这是神的旨意，这是神的旨意。
When you open your mouth, you said, this is the will of God.
这个叫做妄称神的名啊。
This is the calling the name of God in vain.
所以啊，有时候我们对十诫啊，这个妄称神的名跟拜偶像啊，那个认识观念不是很清楚啊。
So sometimes we have misconception between worshiping idols and calling the name of God in vain.
我们都觉得说啊，妄称神的名啊，就是讲话里面啊，哦，随便用主耶稣的名字啊，随便讲神啊，啊，这叫妄称神的名啊。
So, we often think that when we use the word of, the name of God in vain, that is, we misuse the name of God.
啊，这个也没有错啊。
Of course, this is true.
缺乏对神的尊重，就叫做妄称神的名。
So, lacking the proper respect of God, this is, calling the name of God in vain.
啊，但是更可怕的是啊，你开口闭口就告诉别人说，这是神的旨意，这是神的旨意。
But what's more dreadful is that when you open your mouth, you say, this is the will of God.
哦，来代表说啊，我讲的每一句话大家都要听我的，因为我这是神的旨意啊。
To represent that, you have to listen to me because everything I said is the will of God.
这个叫做拜偶像，这个叫做妄称神的名哦。
This is worshiping idol and, using the word of, the name of God in vain.
你的意见就是你的意见嘛，为什么你要说这是神的旨意呢？
This is your own opinion. Just say it's your own opinion. Don't say it's God's will.
哦，所以不要把自己的想法变成是强迫别人遵守的的教训啊。
So do not use your own opinion to force it on others to say this is the will of God.
哦，所以主耶稣就责备这个管会堂的。
So Jesus Christ criticized this ruler of the synagogue.
说你假冒为善啊。
You're a hypocrite.
他说，你说安息日不能治病。
You said on Sabbath you cannot heal.
因为这个是做工。
Because this is work.
主耶稣讲说，哎，但是很奇怪啊，为什么安息日啊，你那个牛驴羊啊，全部可以牵去喝水啊。
But Jesus Christ said, well, how can you, loosen your ox or donkey from the stall and lead it to, drink water?
啊，这是第十五节这里所说的啊。
This is recorded in verse 15.
你不是说不能做工吗？
You said you cannot work, right?
你不是很属灵吗？
Aren't you spiritual?
哦，你不是责备别人，严严的教训人吗？
Didn't you just criticize this person?
结果安息日不能做工，但是可以带，安息日不能医病，但是可以带牛羊去喝水，带牛驴去喝水啊。
But on Sabbath I cannot heal, but you can lose your ox or donkey and lead it into to drink water.
那就很奇怪啊，请问你对做工的定义到底是什么？
So this is so strange. What is your definition of work?
为什么安息日不可以医病，但是可以带牛驴去喝水？
How can I not heal on the Sabbath, but you can take your livestock and to drink water?
为什么医病叫做工，带牛驴去喝水不叫做工？
So why is healing work and leading donkey to drink water, not work.
那请问一下，你做这个判断的标准在哪里？
So where is your standard?
很简单，利益。
Very easy, a profit.
啊，就是你能得到什么利益来决定你要怎么做判断。
And you decide whether you will receive benefit or not.
为什么法利赛人文士说安息日不能治病？
And how come the Pharisees and the scribes said, you cannot heal on Sabbath.
啊，反正可怜的又不是我，可怜的是那些生病的人啊。
Well, I'm not the one who's sick. It's them. It's their problem.
啊，但是啊，那个牛驴不去喝水，渴到了，渴死了。哎，那个是我的财产呢。
But if the ox and donkey do not get drink and they die, then I will lose something.
啊，所以主耶稣责备法利赛人。
So that's why Jesus Christ criticized Pharisees.
他说啊，你们当中有哪一个啊，在安息日你的驴子掉到那个井里面掉进去的，你不救他的？
And he criticized Pharisees by saying, which one of you, when your donkey falls into the well, you do not rescue it on Sabbath?
当然要救啊，都是钱呢。
Of course, this is money.
这是我的财产呢。
This is my heritage.
啊，不救的话我就损失啦。
And if I don't rescue it, then I will lose my wealth.
哦，所以啊，哎，那个这样子，摩西律法在安息日把我的驴子救上来，不算做工，为什么？我需要这个好处啊。
So they will change the law and said, if my livestock falls into the water and I rescue it, this is not work because then I will not lose my wealth.
都是钱啊。
It's all about money.
啊，但是人啊，人不需要啊。
But human being, no problem.
哦，人病死了跟我什么事情啊？
And if they sick and die, it has nothing to do with me.
你看啊，安息日不能治病，你看我多属灵啊。
So if I say Sabbath you cannot heal, how spiritual am I?
你看我多圣洁啊。
How holy am I?
你看我严守律法到多么的严谨啊，不准做工。
How firmly do I keep the law? I do not work at all.
啊，所以为什么主耶稣常责备法利赛人？
And why did Jesus Christ often criticize Pharisees?
他说啊，法利赛人啊，你们把那个律法当中最小的细节都守得严严谨谨的。
And he said, Pharisees, you keep the very minute things in the law.
啊，那个十一捐啊，他们十一捐连葱花都捐出来啊。
And even tithe, when they offer tithe, they offer vegetation.
啊，真的啊，那个主耶稣讲啊，说你们连那个什么，连那个你们的那个一些要像葱啊，像芫荽啊，这样就是一些这些小小的东西，不值多少钱的，哎，十分之一归神，十分之一归神，好属灵啊。
Even at the most minute things, even like green onion, they would offer one tenth. This is to show how spiritual they are.
但是主耶稣讲说啊，那个律法当中更重要的公义跟怜悯，你们都不去做啊。
But Jesus criticized them by saying, you don't even care about the righteousness.
有人看到的时候又虔诚又属灵。
When people see you, you pretend to be spiritual.
没有人看到的时候说抢夺孤儿寡妇啊。
But when people don't see it, they rob from the widow and orphan.
啊，所以被称为假冒为善的人。
This is why God called them hypocrite.
啊，所以在这里啊，主耶稣责备这个管会堂的。
So Jesus Christ criticized the ruler.
虽然他道理非常懂，管会堂的道理一定非常懂啊，非常懂哦。
Although he knows the law very well.
管会堂的非常懂，但是非常自义。
But he knows the law of God, but he was very self-righteous.
啊，然后啊，都喜欢拿神的道理来教训别人。
And they like to use the law of God to criticize others.
啊，管会堂的人缺乏怜悯。
The ruler of the synagogue did not have compassion.
啊，看到了很多所谓的规矩，却看不到那个规矩当中神所更重视的那个人呐。
And he saw the laws, but they did not.He did not see the spirit of the law.
哦，所以马可福音告诉我们啊。
So in the book of Mark, it tells us.
马可福音里面主耶稣说啊，安息日是为人设立的。
And in the book of Mark, it says that Sabbath was set for man.
人不是为安息日设立的。
And it was not created for God.
啊，这什么意思？我们用另外一种讲法可能会比较清楚啊。
What does this mean? Let me tell you from another perspective.
哦，就是。工作是为了让你能够生活。
Work is for you to survive.
但是你活着的价值跟目的不是为了工作啊。
But the value of your life is not to work.
这个是 priority, 这是先后次序的差别。
And this is our priority.
你的人生存在的价值在哪里？
What is the value of your life?
如果你说你存在的价值在于工作，在于赚钱，那我很抱歉，必须告诉你，你人生没什么价值啊。
And if your value of life is to earn money, then I will tell you that your life is meaningless.
赚钱是为了你的生活。
To make money is to live.
但是你活着的价值不是为了赚钱。
But the value of your life is not to work.
这是神所创造的人的价值啊。
And this is the value of the creation of God.
神所创造安息日的价值在哪里？
What is the value of God creating Sabbath?
神所创造安息日是要让人能够得到休息，是为了你。
And God created Sabbath so man can rest. This is for your benefit.
神并不是为了要有安息日才把你造出来的。
And God did not create Sabbath.Did not create you for Sabbath.
哦，就是说啊，因为需要有人来那个遵守安息日，我只好造你出来啊。那个是价值的不同啊。
And he did not create Sabbath just to have men.
所以安息日是为了你而设立的。
So Sabbath is created for you.
它是要让你得到帮助，让你得到休息，让你更亲近神。
So it's for you to receive health, to receive rest, and to draw near to God.
而不是要捆绑你，让你失去人的价值跟尊严。
And it's not to bound you and to lose the value of life.
啊，但是很可惜的，在这里这个管会堂的人看不到。
But unfortunately, this ruler of the synagogue did not see this.
啊，他看不到人的尊严。
He cannot see the honor of man.
他也没有看到人的价值。
He did not see the value of man.
他更没有对这个可怜的女人有任何的怜悯。
And he did not have any compassion toward this pitiful woman.
所以虽然道理很懂。
Although he knew the law very well.
但是被称为假冒为善的。
But he was called a hypocrite.
哦，所以我们今天要谨慎小心啊。
So today we have to be mindful.
今天教会有很多的圣工。
And there are many holy work in the church.
但是圣工所谓的是信徒。
But the holy work is to serve members.
信徒不是为了圣工。
It's not the other way around.
所以你信耶稣不是为了要做圣工哦，先讲清楚哦。
So、
你信耶稣不是为了要来做圣工哦。
So when you believe in Jesus Christ, it's not because you are here to work.
你信耶稣是为了要得救哦。
You believe in Christ so you can have salvation.
这个叫做人的本质，这叫信仰的本质啊。
And this is the core essence of our spirit or our faith.
你的价值在于回转归向神，蒙恩得赦罪，然后能够追求有永生，最后荣耀进天国，这个叫做你的价值啊，人的价值啊。
And your value is to believe in God and to have eternal life in the end.
而圣工是因为被神感动而主动愿意积极参与去付出的一种行为。
And when we do holy work, it is because we're moved by the Holy Spirit and we're willing to help the church.
我们千万不要把圣工跟信仰画上等号，它不一样的。
So we should not put an equal sign between our faith and holy work.
不要被圣工所辖制。
We should not be bound by holy work.
更不要让你的信仰最后只剩下做圣工而已。
And your faith should not merely be working for God.
信仰是要看见神。
Your faith, you have to see God.
圣工的目的在于工作当中去体验神的能力。
The purpose of holy work is so that you can experience God through your work.
所以圣工是为了你而存在的。
So holy work exists because of you.
而你不是为了做圣工才被带到教会来的，不是啊。
But you do not come to church because you need to work.
两样都要有。
You have to have both.
但是它的先后的价值却是不同。
But the priority is very different.
所以我们今天不要像这个管会堂的人。
So today we should not be like this ruler of the synagogue.
我们要懂道理。
We need to understand the truth.
但是更要从道理当中去明白耶稣基督的心肠。
But we have to understand the truth and know the heart of God.
我们要对人有怜悯。
We must have compassion toward man.
能够看见人的软弱跟需要。
Then you can see the weakness and the need of people.
能够要像耶稣基督一样。
We need to be like Jesus Christ.
主动关心，愿意付出。
And proactively look and also help.
你有耶稣基督的形象。
And have the image of Jesus Christ.
就成为那美好的侍奉者，叫做四活物。
Then you will become a wonderful servant, the four living creatures.
有人的形象。
To have the image of man.
翅膀下有人的手，亲手做工。
And you will have the hand underneath the wing to work.
能够飞翔在神的面前。
Then you can fly in front of God.
成为有尊荣的工人。
To be an honorable worker.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
210首。
210.
今生的疲惫，皆是散成天得见那荣耀的愿美的显现。在那里救主
温柔 ，When I reach the other side，
清醒回到救主慈怀的安宁。
I shall know Him, I shall know Him, and redeemed by His side。I shall stay. I shall know Him. I shall know Him.
在那里愿我住永得尽。在昔日许多亲友离世，灵魂献圣体，今日将我热烈召过来团圆。祈欢中引我归家，歌声盈盈满乐园，我要献与旧母恩书墙无言。大火间祝我心欢喜，
And redeemed by His side I shall stand, I shall know Him, I shall know.
欢喜在哪里与我住，
最后一节
last verse。
在那日主要引我经过主门入圣城，今日在一身上至美的天地。
In the glass of thy ages I shall mingle with the light, but I long to meet my Savior first of all。
当我见主我心欢 息，欢喜在我主赐怀安息。
I shall know him, I shall know.
欢喜在哪里与我主永安息。
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在要一起跪下来做结束的祷告。
And now we'll kneel down to pray in one accord to conclude our service.
每一个被神选召来到神家的人。
And every one of us who are called to the house of God.
都是在这一条信仰的路上不断的成长跟不断的突破。
And we're constantly growing and also breaking through in our spiritual path.
所以圣工的目的是什么？
So what is the purpose of doing holy work?
就是让你在参与当中不断的突破自己。
So when you participate in doing holy work, you can constantly break through yourself.
能够在工作当中不断地去体验信仰。
And in doing the work, you can experience your faith.
但是很多时候在教会里面我们看到常常都是一样的人，同样的人一直在做。
But in our church, we always see that it's the same people doing the work.
所以有人讲说 ,20% 的人在做 80% 的工作。
So people often said only 20% of the people doing 80% of the work.
那为什么其他的人没有办法参与呢？
And why do other people, the other 80% do not participate?
第一个原因是不敢。
The most important reason is that they do not dare to work.
因为没有做过，没有经验，不知道怎么开始，所以就退缩，就逃避了。
Because they have no experience, they don't know how to do it, so they just simply don't do it.
第二个原因是不想。
The second reason is they do not have the desire.
因为参与需要付出时间，需要付出精神。
Because if you participate, you need to spend time and need to spend energy.
但是我们说，其实侍奉本身就是一个不断突破的过程。
But when we serve, we are constantly breaking through.
尤其是做一些有心想要做，但是不知从何下手的弟兄姐妹。
But for the brothers and sisters who has a heart to do it but don't know how.
你要自己主动去突破啊。
You need to break through yourself.
因为你一直等等等，你可能等不到有什么机会哦。
But if you just sit there and wait, you may not have the opportunity.
你有心要做，你就直接去问啊。为什么要等到人家来问你呢？
If you have the heart, then just go and ask to do it. Why do you need to wait?
你没有做过也不要害怕啊。你问一问，说我不会，自然有人会教你，会带着你一起做啊。
So if you don't know how to do it, just ask somebody. They will help you.
其实包括你踏出第一步。去问问说我可以做什么，这就是一个信仰上的成长了。
So when you take the first step to ask if you can do anything to help, this is spiritual growth.
其实不是你到底最后做了多少，这个真的不是问题啊。
It is not whether how much you have done.
问题是是你能够突破自我，能够逼自己多走一步啊。
It is how you break through yourself, force yourself to do more.
那就叫做成长。
This is called growth.
所以求主耶稣赐给我们勇气跟力量。
So may Jesus Christ give us the courage.
让我们每个人都能够勇敢一点。
So we can be more courageous.
那个不敢做的，求主耶稣让你敢参与。
And those who are not there to take the first step, we ask God to give us the courage.
那个不想做的，求圣灵能够激励你，让你能够有让你能够被感动。
And those who does not have the desire, may God compel us so we can take the first step.
能够在侍奉当中看见神。
So in our service, we can see God.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Now let us kneel down to pray in one accord.